This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Demand at Colorado's largest food banks is still high. Food Bank of the Rockies says the number of meals it's delivered so far this year is 35% higher than usual. Erin Pulling is chief executive of Food Bank of the Rockies. She says higher food costs and debt from the pandemic's economic ups and downs have driven the need.
Some federal aid programs have ended and still really struggling to put food on the table. We're continuing to see many clients who have never in their entire lives needed help with food assistance before now.
Pulling says she expects demand to remain high through the holidays. Residents can help by volunteering and donating. A Metro Denver food bank has launched a new program to help Afghan refugees feed their families. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on the effort.
Thornton-based Food for Hope says it's boxed up dozens of meals for families who fled Afghanistan after the U.S. withdrawal this fall. Chief Executive Emily Stromquist says the effort came together quickly, but has been rewarding. They're working with the International Rescue Committee to deliver food through the holidays.
So we're trying to just make some specialized, culturally sensitive food boxes for them once a month, and so that they can give them out to their families as they, you know, welcome them to new housing situations.
The state's refugee services program estimates between 1 and 2,000 Afghans will resettle in Denver and Colorado Springs by the end of this year. Matt Bloom, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. Grand Junction is at 47 degrees and clear. The low tonight will be 23 degrees.